If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. Nicely.
I first saw her in the photo of me walking up the aisle. The shot is from behind. The white train of my dress skims the ground. My blonde hair is rolled up in the silver beret followed from his mom. Every person in the pews is turned, watching me. Except one. A woman in the last row stands stick straight, facing away from the camera. All I can see is the back of her head. Straight, long, black hair flowing down her shoulders and ending at her waist. Jeff? Who's that? Jeff leaned over my shoulder.
Huh? I don't know. Maybe your cousin Jamie?
Could be, but her hair isn't that long. I clicked forward several photos. No, can't be. See? Jamie was wearing a red dress. She's wearing black. I shook my head. Must be someone from your side.
She's sitting on your side, though.
Huh. I guess you're right. I clicked the zoom button. Her form filled the screen. Stick straight black hair, ivory skin, almost impossibly skinny arms. She stood a good distance away from the five other people in the pew, my cousin Amanda, her husband, and her three rambunctious children, one of whom was picking their nose. Could she be the date of one of my guy friends? Like, Jack, maybe? He was always dating a new girl. I quickly brought up his Facebook. Nope. His current girlfriend had curly hair and a beautiful brown complexion. Not her. I don't recognize her. She's got to be a wedding crasher. Jeff and I had gotten married 3 weeks ago. We'd just gotten our wedding photos back. I'd braced myself for surprises, ones that made me look like I had a double chin or shots of my 60-year-old parents shaking it out on the dance floor, but I didn't expect this. I can't believe it. This was our special day, and this rando thought she could just come crash it?
I'm sorry, Jess.
She could have had the decency to look at me as I walked down the aisle, at least, I grumbled. I clicked away from the photo, trying to forget about her and just enjoy the photos. A few more photos of the ceremony. She wasn't in them. I lingered on the photos of us and the bridal party, my heart glowing. Then I got to the reception photos. She stuck out like a sore thumb. Standing there, behind the table of my high school friends, facing away from the camera, standing oddly still. That's her! I jabbed the computer screen so hard the image rippled.
Well, obviously she'd be at the reception. Free food? I'm surprised she went to the ceremony at all.
I clicked to the next photo. She wasn't in it. I breathed a sigh of relief. No, wait. I zoomed in. My friend Libby, sitting at the table, had a glass of wine pressed to her lips. I flicked back to the previous photo. Libby was lifting the glass towards her lips. These two photos were taken within a few seconds of each other, and she's just gone?
Jeff shrugged. She probably just got her food and skedaddled.
I clicked through the next several photos. She wasn't in them. Feeling a little better, I clicked through the rest and landed on a portrait of the two of us, standing in the middle of the reception hall.
Look at us. You look beautiful.
Aw, thank— My breath caught in my throat. At the edge of the photo, there was a hand touching my shoulder. Just the tips of the fingers, the rest out of view. Pale. Thin fingers, not thick, ruddy ones like Jeff's. I stared at the computer. My heart pounded in my chest.
Jess, are you okay?
His voice sounded so far away. Her fingers, I said softly. Her fingers are on my shoulder.
What?
Jeff took the laptop, squinting at the screen.
That's just my hand, Jess.
Your hand looks nothing like that.
How can you even tell? It's just the tips of the fingers.
Tips of a woman's fingers?
They're obviously my fingers.
No, they're not. I grabbed the laptop from him, forced myself to look at the photo. Look, your arm is going down, like it's wrapped around my waist.
Your waist isn't even in the frame.
Yeah, but you can tell from the angle. If your hand was resting on my shoulder like that, it would be up more.
Jess, it's obviously my hand.
He sighed and wrapped his arms around me. Speaking in a softer tone, he said,
Look, Someone crashed our wedding. That sucks. A lot. But I think you're overreacting a little.
I shot him a glare. Then I pulled out my phone and dialed Amanda's number. It took 3 rings for her to pick up. Amanda, who was sitting next to you at my wedding?
Oh, hi, Jess.
She said in her slow southern drawl.
Oh, well, you said us with Uncle Bob and Aunt Margie.
No, at the ceremony.
Well, I was sitting alone, dear. I purposefully chose to. I didn't want my kids hassling anyone.
No, there was a woman in the same pew as you. Tall, black hair.
No, dear. It was just me and Will and the kids. I mean, at least I don't remember seeing anyone else.
I talked to Amanda another 10 minutes, then said I had to go. I collapsed onto the couch next to Jeff, leaned my head against his shoulder. Jeff reached over and rubbed my shoulders. My eyes flickered closed, and my breathing slowed.
Don't worry about it, babe.
Don't worry about some woman creeping on you at our wedding?
It's all okay.
I didn't know what was going on, but I didn't like Jeff's tone. The way he was speaking to me, like I was something fragile, easily broken.
I'm going to take a shower, I said, getting up from the sofa abruptly.
I slammed the bathroom door behind me and started to run the water, peeled off my clothes, and stared at myself in the mirror. Steam clouded out from the shower, and I stepped in. The hot water hit my back, running down my body, and the stress began to fade away. I reached over for the shampoo, scrubbed it in, rinsed it out, stood under the stream of water and let it run over my face for seconds, minutes. Then I turned off the water and began to step out. I glanced down and froze. Collecting around the bathtub drain was a tangled clump of black hair. Before I could react, thin, cold fingers grabbed my shoulder. I slipped on the wet ceramic, my body falling with a painful crack. Pain shot through my body like fire as I pulled myself up, grimacing in pain, 8 words repeated in my head. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. The silver beret I borrowed from Jeff's mom, the one she insisted I borrow, saying it was a family heirloom, that she said Jeff's sister refused to wear and it would mean the world to her if I carried out the tradition. The one that had a few straight black hairs stuck in it.
Thanks for listening. To get notified every time a new episode is released, be sure to click the follow or subscribe button and turn on all notifications.